Welcome to What's Working in Washington. I'm Jonathan Aberman. Today, D.C. as a leader in personalized medicine.
We're technology rich, particularly information technology, and all the advances that are taking place. Again, technology is foundational. High performance computing. We're talking about speed. We're talking about storage. I mean, lots of data. Software analytics tools to look for patterns. We have some very unique assets within this greater Washington, D.C. region that I think really positions us to be a global leader.
For many years, the treatment of disease and healthcare has been based upon treating patients as if they were all the same. The reality is that technology has now progressed to the point where people can be treated on an individual basis based upon their genetic composition. Todd Stottlemyre, CEO of Inova, Center for Personalized Health. Todd, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for being here.
Well, Todd, you and I have been friends for a long time. I've watched your career. You've gone from buying and selling businesses, being CEO of a private company. You've been the head of one of the most prominent trade associations in the U.S., and now you're involved in Inova. It seems to me this is the kind of career that I could only imagine being done in a place like Washington. Am I crazy?
Not at all. I think Washington's a great place to start a business, to grow a business, to move into different industries, to take on different types of challenges and opportunities, and having a chance to be a CEO of a national trade association, be able to start a technology company, and now work in an exciting place like Inova, where we're focused on personalized health and how we keep healthy people healthy.
What's the common thing that seems to drive your career?
Well, I think the thing that's always driven me is the mission and the purpose of the organization and the opportunity to build and grow an organization, whether it's been starting a company or working at another technology company or a trade association or now at Inova, the opportunity, a very purpose-driven, mission-driven organization where you're excited about what the organization does, the chance to build a great team and do important things that are nationally significant.
So your friend and mine, Mike Daniels, who's been a part of the entrepreneur community here for quite a while, once said to me that he thought the biggest difference between entrepreneurs here in D.C. and other parts of the country was the sense of mission and purpose that brings many of us here. You just touched on that. Do you think that is a big differentiator for how entrepreneurship occurs here in this town?
I think that's exactly right. I think people who start companies, build companies here are very purpose-driven, very mission-driven.
I'm sure for many people, it seems almost inside baseball. It's so counter to the image that people have around how and why you build a career here. What do you think we're not doing well as a region from the standpoint of making it clear that this is a place where there is so much flexibility and opportunity?
Well, sometimes we don't probably tell our story as best we could. I think we have a great story to tell, but sometimes we might be a little bit too modest about what we have within this region, the talent that we have within this region, the companies that have been built and created within this region. So maybe a little bit more confidence in articulating some of the great things that we've already done and we're doing today. I think that's something we need to do better at.
Now, tell me a bit about personalized health. This is a pretty important trend. What is personalized health?
Well, for us, personalized health is fundamentally about how you keep healthy people healthy in the first place and how we take the power of medicine and the advances in genomic science and better predict and prevent disease. And if somebody gets a disease, how we target that disease with very specific therapeutics and treatments based on the disease that that person has. And that's the precision medicine element of personalized health.
What's different about this technologically from, say, 5 or 10 or 20 years ago, where you had just a really smart clinician trying to evaluate which technologies to use?
Well, one of the most significant things that's happened in the last 15 years has been the mapping of the human genome. And you couldn't fundamentally do that without technology. Increases in high-performance computing, storage, software, data analytics, looking for patterns. So technology has really been foundational. It is foundational to the advances that we're making around precision medicine and personalized health. And so now we can actually understand the specific disease that you have, the molecular characterization of that disease. So there may be 40 or 50 different types of lung cancer. You have a specific type of lung cancer, and we want to treat that specific lung cancer, not the lung cancer that somebody else has.
And that's the science fiction future now aspect of this, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're here today. I mean, we're able today with genomics and genetic markers to understand very specifically the molecular characterization of a person's specific disease. An example would be breast cancer. A woman might have a BRCA1, BRCA2 genetic marker, and we know if those markers are present, then we're going to have very specific and targeted therapeutics and treatment protocols if they have those specific genetic markers. If they don't, then we'll have other targeted therapeutics or treatment protocols.
Now, that sounds to me as if what we are at the cusp of is being able to treat people on an individual level. But it also sounds to me like that's going to create some very significant issues with respect to insurance, with respect to reimbursement and regulation or provision of healthcare in general. What do you think about that?
Well, that's exactly right. The challenge always is that technology and science runs much faster than public policy, and that's no exception in this case as well. So in reimbursement, insurance, reimbursement for predictive and preventative types of genetic tests that can actually let an individual know that they might have a higher likelihood of getting a disease. We want to see those types of tests covered. They're not all covered today, but the public policy arena has to catch up to where the science is today, and more importantly, where the science is going.
Does that end up, in effect, becoming a reason why something like personalized medicine really is a great opportunity for the D.C. region? It sounds to me like almost, for example, the revolution in telecom 20 years ago with MCI and Sprint, or Capital One being Proxima to the regulators. Is this an industry where really the opportunity is, if you're close to regulators, you're most likely to be able to create an industry?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity in this region for a number of reasons. First, the presence of the federal government. You have the NIH, you have the FDA, HHS, you have big federal agencies that focus on health and obviously fund significant research in this area. Secondly, we have some great universities in the greater Washington, D.C. area, more broadly defined between really Baltimore, Charlottesville, and Richmond, that have substantial capabilities in these areas. And the third thing is that we're technology rich, particularly information technology, and all the advances that are taking place. Again, technology is foundational, high performance computing. We're talking about speed, we're talking about storage, I mean, lots of data, software analytics tools to look for patterns. I mean, you're looking for patterns fundamentally. So we have some very unique assets within this greater Washington, D.C. region that I think really positions us to be a global leader.
Todd, as part of really jumpstarting this effort on personalized health, Fairfax Nova took over the old ExxonMobil campus out in Northern Virginia. Big space, a lot of promise. Looks to me like things are starting to get active there. What's going on?
Well, it's an exciting piece of property for us, and most importantly, what we do with that piece of property. And over the next 12 to 15 months, the property is really going to come alive with the new Schar Cancer Institute, a research institute, the Inova Clinic, a technology-dedicated facility as well. So the campus is really starting to come alive. And then as we look more long-term to the development of the campus, how can we create a globally significant destination location where the smartest men and women around the world want to come to the Washington, D.C. area and be on this campus to make exciting discoveries in personalized health to fundamentally improve the lives of the people within our community. So lots of exciting things going on over the next 12 to 15 months.
Well, another example of why and how the greater Washington region is greater than the sum of its parts, an opportunity for people to be mission-driven and also entrepreneurial. Todd Stottlemyer, CEO of Inova Center for Personalized Health, thanks for taking some time and educating us both on your career path, but also this exciting economic opportunity for the region.
Well, thanks for having me. Enjoy being here.
And that was another episode of What's Working in Washington. I'm Jonathan Aberman, and my producer, Tracy Madigan, we both remind you that what matters is how you think we're doing. So don't forget to direct message us at What's Working DC if you've got a story idea. And do tell your friends to subscribe to the show on iTunes or Podcast One. And you know what? If you can take the time to rate our show, it'll help spread the word that this show is hitting an important chord for the entrepreneurial business community here in what you and I agree is one of the most interesting places to be an entrepreneur in the entire world. So we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
The It's All Journalism podcast with your host, Michael O'Connell.
Good journalism still matters, especially in these times of fake news and digital disruption. It's All Journalism talks to working journalists and media thought leaders about how they do their jobs. We learn about the latest techniques and technologies they use to tell their stories. Get a behind-the-scenes look at what goes into reporting the news in the 21st century.
The It's All Journalism podcast. Find it on iTunes, the Podcast One app, podcastone.com, or at WTOP.com. Search Podcast DC.